Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two, brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. We are talking Penn State-Auburn football. Penn State 28, Auburn 20 was the final. A lot to talk about. We went through Sean Clifford. We talked about Jahan freaking Dotson, who I got a feeling that's the way we're going to say it from now on this show, Dusty. But he wasn't the only weapon on offense. On a day where there was not a lot of running room, there were a lot of different receivers. And the thing about Jahan freaking Dotson is he's not the only pass catcher now, the only receiver that you could count on. There's Keandre Lambert-Smith, who seems to have stepped up. There's Parker Washington. And as they were making the plays, although there was one drop, Parker Washington dropped one. I don't know if that's the fourth one, if I missed it earlier or not. It's so different. Remember a couple years ago when we just wanted a player to make the routine catch and that seemed like a challenge? Now, it's a major event if they don't catch the ball.
Yeah, you've got some guys who are really locked in right now. The wide receivers are, you know, I think Keandre Lambert-Smith, for example, had that drop in week one, right? He had that drop at Wisconsin, just sort of getting ahead of himself. But otherwise, you know, like mistakes are going to happen. Drops are going to happen. But this is a group that, you know, they are making catches when they should be making catches. They're making the routine catches. Now that you got the tight ends involved now, too. You've got enough weapons and enough film with the wide receivers, the running backs out of the backfield. That's been a thing for three straight weeks, too. But you've got enough film to suggest that you can't overcommit really to anything. You can't overcommit. You have to be aware and respect Jahan Dotson. You probably got to bracket him and have a couple guys in his area at all times. But you can't commit all your resources to stopping Jahan Dotson because, A, it's probably not going to work because he's Jahan freaking Dotson. And, B, they do have weapons everywhere else and a coordinator, Mike Yurcich, who isn't afraid to use them. You know, you had, what was it last week? 11 guys caught passes against Ball State. I don't know what the number is without looking at the box score for this past week, but there were a lot of different threats in this game, and wide receivers, tight ends, and ending running backs. What do we got? Seven, yeah.
And that's the other thing is the first two games we wondered where were the tight ends and would we see them? Well, guess what? We saw them, and what was nice to see is they were reliable, and each one, Theo Johnson, Tyler Warren, Brenton Strange. Strange had four catches on, guess what, four targets. Theo Johnson, one for one. Tyler Warren, one for one. So, in other words, tight ends were targeted six times, and I think essentially they were open every time, and it was six for six when they went to the tight ends. So now all of a sudden, wait a minute, now I got to worry not just about a tight end because they're sometimes playing two tight ends, sometimes they're playing three tight ends. And it's not just Jahan Dotson, it's Parker Washington and Keandre Lambert-Smith. That's a lot of different places for Sean Clifford to go to look. It's almost like, okay, you want to overplay Dotson, go ahead. There's going to be somebody else open.
And there has been again and again and again. You know, these tight ends, when Penn State was rushing to the line of scrimmage, you know, Auburn couldn't get coordinated enough on a few of these occasions, and those guys ran loose. But the point with the tight ends is that's a development that everybody wanted to see. You know, you can't see everything in 2 weeks. You can't see everything Mike Yurcich intends to do. So little by little, we're seeing more and more. The tight ends were absolute weapons in this game. And all three of those guys, you know, Brenton Strange locked in as the number one tight end. You know, Theo Johnson, I think we're going to see, you know, he's going to be a matchup problem for a lot of teams. And we're going to see Penn State use that. We're seeing Tyler Warren, I think, a little bit more than I expected to. You know, you saw him, he's the number three tight end. They've spoken highly of him. But all three of these guys are incredible athletes. I suspect we'll get to Tyler Warren a little bit more in that area then too. But these are really good weapons for Penn State and integrated into the game plan this week. So really, I mean, attack the seam. They got a guy for that. Swing passes, jet sweeps, short, middle, deep. I mean, they've kind of got a weapon for every occasion. And we'll talk about Mike Yurcich then, but I feel like Penn State fans should be pretty confident that they've got the guy to push the right buttons at the right times.
And let's segue to Mike Yurcich, since we were talking about tight ends and the way he used them. And Tyler Warren comes in as the Wildcat quarterback. He also received a pass from Jahan Dotson. A friend of mine sent me a text message with, I have no idea what they're going to call. And that's credit to Mike Yurcich. So, Dustin, three tight ends at a time. There were two running backs. There was a tight end lined up at quarterback. There was a wide receiver throwing a pass to a tight end. And I think it was Sean Clifford asked after the game, gee, we kept hearing there's more to it. Is that what we saw today? And Sean Clifford, yes, it was, but there's more to come. Mike Yurcich is making a real impression on Penn State fans.
And as he should. And this performance, I mean, there's a couple really that big things that kind of come to mind to me. First of all, you know, all the things that you mentioned, the way that these touches are aligned, obviously that's the big stuff. But you know, what he's doing with personnel groupings and where he's lining guys up. I saw for the first time, and I didn't catch it in real time. I think it was Ben Jones from statecollege.com did a little rewatch on Sunday and kind of posted some clips and had Caden Wallace lined up like out where the slot is. You know, like these things are throwing defensive coordinators for a loop in real time as Penn State's at the line of scrimmage and opposing defenses are trying to figure out what the heck is going on. That's where vulnerabilities happen. And the other big thing I think I would take away from this is they threw a lot at Auburn in this game. And I'm sure that there is more. And I'm sure that week by week, they can go opponent-specific wrinkles and gadgets and things like that that might make that particular opponent vulnerable. And I think what they did against Auburn was show a lot of confidence and a lot of good execution on all these different wrinkles. It's one thing to work them. It's one thing to think you have them in your playbook. In a whiteout game against a ranked team, big time ramifications to have the confidence to call it and then to have the players all on the same page to execute that stuff without sloppiness. You know, I think it in itself is a very inspiring thing because, you know, every single week, I think you can expect to see new stuff, new personnel, new groupings, new movement, new things that opponents have never seen before. And I think you can have confidence that Penn State can go for that stuff and for the most part, execute it.
It definitely was so much fun to watch. I didn't even talk about yet the hurry up effect. And you got to believe the couple times when the tight end was wide open, totally uncovered, was one of those cases where they hurried to the line of scrimmage to run a play. And that's when the tight end got lost because the defense just wasn't prepared. And I think in the course of a game, if you're doing this hurry up offense, you're going to run into a couple of those plays just from the defense not being prepared.
And having your quarterback in those – I mean, it's so important, I think. You get hurry up can give the offense an advantage. But in order to do that, you need to be lined up properly. Your quarterback needs to see it, needs to be able to adjust and react quickly to what the defense is doing. You are able to catch the defense in the same personnel and catch them and not allow them to substitute or make a lot of wholesale changes in what they're doing, not get a new play call in or whatever. But it does require execution from the quarterback and the right reads to be able to do it. And I think Penn State did it in this game. And another, just to go back to the Tyler Warren catch from Jahan Dotson real quick, that was another effect of, you know, when you get the ball out to Jahan Dotson, everybody keying on him hard, they're going to crash down harder on him than they are on anybody else. So that double pass, you know, maybe that's on film now for Indiana. You know, Indiana's got to see and recognize that double pass, and now maybe you show that same look, and it's Jahan Dotson. You know, you get blockers out in front. I mean, there's wrinkles off of wrinkles off of wrinkles off of wrinkles, and I think Penn State showed within a high stakes game that they were able and willing to go to those wrinkles.
And just remember, Tyler Warren was a high school quarterback, so if he comes in as a Wildcat quarterback, he is capable of throwing the ball. And picture that Jahan Dotson play where he threw a pass. Maybe next time it's Tyler Warren, and you'll have someone has some quarterback experience. Yes, he did on that second time.
He wanted to on that second one, and give credit. Like, I think Brian Harsin and Auburn, by the way, are going to beat somebody really, really good this year as they start to get things moving. I mean, I don't think Bo Nix is the answer for them, but I think that what they've got going on from a running back standpoint, and I think this is a really, with a few exceptions on some breakdowns against Penn State, this was a very well-coached, talented defense with speed and athletes all over the place. And just a smart play on that Tyler Warren. I think anticipation from the Auburn coaching staff and good anticipation on the field from those defenders to snuff that out, because that was a wrinkle off that wrinkle.
Yeah, and I watched the replay of that game, and they did a very good job. There was one player responsible for the quarterback, and there was one player who picked up the potential receiver. They were very disciplined. They didn't bite inside. They stayed in their lanes. Let's start our conversation, though, Dustin, about the other side of the ball, because you made reference about Auburn was a good team. Tank Bigsby, he's a very good running back, and he had 23 carries, over 100 yards, but still, he never broke a really big one. His long for the game was 18 yards. Again, he had a wonderful game, and you see a lot of talent there. But credit to Penn State, he didn't have that 40-yard or 50-yard run, did he?
And that's exactly the kind of threat, especially in the third and fourth quarters as this game's tight. The threat with Tank Bigsby is you wear these guys down and you create one crease, and he's a one-cut, get-up field, breakthrough one-arm tackle, and he's off to the races. That is always the threat with Tank Bigsby, and I think you're going to see that play out for the remainder of the year. But Penn State did not allow that to happen because there were always guys swarming to the football, and they stayed disciplined for 60 minutes.
Okay, Dustin, that's it for quarter number two. When we get back, we're definitely going to talk about those officials. Stay tuned for that. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.